Hello everyone, Wilhelm Hast here with another episode of Winning the Game. Welcome back. We're in the beginning of a series of episodes on the power of reflection. Stopping and asking yourself powerful questions that opens up new insights and new ways to see the world. It's a daily practice for me to stop the action every day, to slow down and reflect on a situation, on a certain topic, of something that I'm kind of researching, or just reflecting on what's present in the moment. I already shared in the last episode the four stages of the reflective process: stop, submit, struggle, and strike. Let's go deeper in the stopping phase. Now, we all get pulled into life and get triggered by taking action on different things. In the workplace, there are things calling on our attention all the time. We got all these devices, iPads, computers, screens, pinging and ponging, trying to pull us into taking action, to respond, to, you know, reply, to do stuff, to read stuff. Nothing bad with that, but if we don't watch, we end up spending our days being triggered and triggered and triggered and triggered, and we take action and take action and take action and take action. There is this pull to get results through doing things faster, doing more things. Now, results are not a function of speed. It's much more a function of taking action in the direction that leads to the results you want. First of all, between the triggers in life and your response to them, there is a space you can find. You can find a pause between what happens and your reaction to that pause. You can slow down enough to notice your reaction and discover that there are other choices than the first impulse you get. Somebody says something and you strongly disagree and you're about to just tell them your opinion. Sometimes we do. Sometimes we find a pause and say, oh, that's interesting. Tell me more. You make a conscious choice to act differently than the impulse you get. This is a start of gaining your perspective, catching yourself when you act out your first impulse. You don't need to react. You can choose to respond instead. And there are many, many responses to the same triggers or to the one event in life. Reaction is immediate. Response is a more thoughtful activity. Now, if you want to win your games, if you want to fulfill what you truly want and you want to move in the direction of your heart's desire, I promise there is huge value in reflecting daily. It starts with you stopping. If you don't stop, you get stressed, you get under pressure, you do silly things, you make choices you're not happy with. If you don't stop working before you get home, you'll try to work while you're doing other things with your family. Start to multitask, it impacts your sleep, you wake up early. There's a huge cost to not stopping. The benefits of stopping daily and spending time in reflection with powerful questions is immense. You find peace of mind. You get clarity. You see things that upset you in a new light. You find new frames, a new perspective that you can bring to situations in life. So today has noticed the power of stopping. Great 5 minutes for yourself. Maybe right after this episode is finished, you can just stop and sit. Just notice what you're present to. Notice all the feelings you have. Notice all the thoughts you have. And then slow down and just notice the facts of life. What are the facts of the situation you're in right now? And how do you feel about those facts? And then ask yourself, well, what's a relevant focus for me moving forward in this situation? If you just did that, ask yourself three questions. What's the facts of this situation? And you get clear on the facts objectively, with no stories, no drama, no opinions, just the clean facts. You get present to those, then you ask yourself, what's my feelings around these facts? And you get truthful, like really truthful about that. And then you ask yourself, not what must I do, what do I need to do, what has to be done? That's the reactive responses. You ask yourself, what would a relevant focus be in this situation? And you notice what comes up. Thanks for listening today. I'll see you in the next episode.